I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The motor vehicle fatality rate for every mile driven increases starting at age 70, and it's at its highest among drivers ages 85 and older. To talk about changes related to aging that can impact driving is Dr. William Moran. He's the McKnight Professor of Aging Research and Director of the Division of General Internal Medicine and Geriatrics at MUSC. Dr. Moran, can you provide a bit more information about this increase in motor vehicle fatality rate for older adults?
Well, first, Bobby, I don't want you to get the impression from that statistic that older drivers are less safe than younger drivers. They're actually more safe. They are more likely to use seatbelts. They're less likely to drive under the influence. They're less likely to drive under circumstances where you might increase accidents, like at night, during rain, during rush hour. On the other hand, the challenge is when they're in an accident, they're more likely to be susceptible to head trauma and other kinds of trauma that young people can tolerate.
What are some of the issues that may affect driving a car for older adults?
Driving is actually a very complex task, and older folks can't see as well, they can't hear as well, their reflexes are a little slower, their muscle strength is a little slower, and all of those things conspire to increase the degree of difficulty of driving.
What about the impact of medications on driving? So many older people are taking a lot of medications.
That is true. Basically, the vast majority of prescriptions are written for folks 65 and over, and so I worry about blood pressure medicines that might make folks lightheaded, or sedatives that might make people even slower in responding to challenges in driving, especially nighttime sedatives, sleeping pills, and those kinds of things can actually lead to a hangover the next morning that can be more prolonged in older folks. So good medication review with your doctor is a great idea to look for medications that might impair your driving skills.
And what can be done if an older person starts to notice some of these issues that you're talking about that may be related to aging start impacting their driving skills?
They actually could undergo driving rehabilitation. There are now rehabilitation specialists that can work through with older folks when to drive, how to drive, differently than younger folks.
When is it time to stop driving?
Depriving people of driving is a major social challenge. Older folks can get depressed. They can become socially isolated. They lose function. They lose social networks. And so it's a really important question for the family to ponder. How do you maintain social connection and functional status when somebody can't drive anymore? The best strategy would be to plan for it. Plan that your parents eventually won't be able to drive. And under those circumstances, what kinds of compensatory strategies can you put in place so that they can maintain social function?
Anything else on the horizon related to older drivers?
Technology is evolving. We have accident reduction strategies, automatic braking, self-parking, and other alerts to wandering in and out of lanes. And then finally, we can potentially look forward to driverless cars, and maybe that's actually going to free older folks from sort of the burden and risk of driving when it's no longer a good idea for them to drive.
Dr. Moran, thanks for providing this information about driving skills for older adults.
Thank you, Bobby. It's been a pleasure being here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.